Good morning, Area 1. I'd like to begin the Upper San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District this morning to order at 8 a.m. September 8th. We'll go to the agenda under item number 1, which is Pledge of Allegiance. So, Ruben, can you tee that up for us, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We'll go to item number 2, a roll call of the board of directors. And Vanessa, can you please conduct that?
Yes. Director Fellow?
Here.
Director Trevino?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Here.
Vice President Santana?
Here.
President Chavez?
Present. Thank you. Let the record show that all five members are present for this morning's meeting. We'll go to item number 3, adoption of the agenda. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
It's been moved by Dr. Fellow, seconded by Director Trevino. Hearing no discussions, we'll go ahead and conduct the vote. And Vanessa, please call the roll.
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Vice President Santana?
Aye.
President Chavez?
Thank you. So the agenda is approved on a 5-0 vote. We'll go to item number 4, public comments. Anyone wishing to address the board of directors this morning may do so at this time. Vanessa, do we have any hands raised or any written comments?
Good morning, President Chavez. At this time, I don't see any hands raised for any public comments.
Thank you. If not, we could always continue back if there's anybody that's having difficulties logging in. So we'll go to item number 5, committee reports. We have the administration and finance report before us. Does the chairwoman wish to add anything to that report?
No, I believe this is the report from yesterday's meeting, and we just discussed the employee handbook, and that will come back to the board at a later date.
Great. Thank you. So we're not taking any action on that, correct, Mr. Love?
That is correct. That action will come before the board at a future meeting.
Okay, sounds good. So we'll go ahead and receive and file. We'll go to item number 6, a consent calendar. Is there a motion to approve the calendar as presented?
Mr. President, I would like to make a motion, if I may, to pull item A, the minutes, from this item, from this motion.
So, and I'll ask Tom Love or our attorney. So you could approve, or you could just pull it, and then we could do a separate vote, and then we'll vote on the remainder items, and then we could come back as a separate vote. Can we do that?
That's correct, Mr. President. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I was going to say, so any director can pull any item off consent calendar. It does not need a second or a vote. That item is pulled out separately. The remainder of the consent calendar can now be approved by the board, and then the minutes can be discussed separately following the approval of the remainder of the consent calendar.
Right, correct. So we'll go ahead and do it that way. So let's go ahead and approve the or let me take a motion to approve the consent calendar and remove that one item that Director Santana wishes to do. Is there a motion for the consent calendar?
Motion to approve.
Second.
The remaining items, is there a second?
Second, Trevino.
Thank you. It's been moved by Dr. Fellow and seconded by Director Trevino to approve the consent calendar with that one deletion. Any other discussions before we take a vote? If not, Vanessa, please call the roll.
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Vice President Santana?
Aye.
President Chavez?
Aye. So the consent calendar is approved on a 5-0 vote. We'll go back to the minutes that were pulled off as a separate vote. I'll go ahead and make that motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
If I may, Mr. President, I wanted to amend my director's comments that are in the meeting.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and withdraw my motion. I'll let you make the motion with those corrections. Go ahead.
Okay, my motion is to approve the meeting minutes with the exception of Vice President Santana's director's comments. There's a section in there regarding Becky Shevlin being appointed to the Homeless Committee as written. It is not correct. I wanted to change it to Vice President Santana reported that Ms. Becky Shevlin was selected to serve as the representative for a Los Angeles Countywide Homelessness Committee for all COGS. So it's just the wording was not correct as written, and this is the correct wording.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and take your motion. I'll second that. So it's been moved and approved as amended. Is there any further discussion on that item from directors? If not, let's take a roll call vote. Vanessa, please call the roll.
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Vice President Santana?
Aye.
President Chavez?
Aye. So that item passes on a 5-0 vote. We'll go to item number 7, which is the adoption of a resolution honoring one of our great employees, Elena. So, Mr. Love, can you discuss that one?
Yeah, certainly. So, and that was interesting in this year, a very eventful year, but we are having retirements of our two longest tenured employees, Christy Hawkins, who I see is on the Zoom call this morning, back in at the end of June, and now Elena is retiring this month in a few weeks, and they have served the district very diligently. Elena has just been a true advocate for sustainability and conservation in her 30 years here with the district, very involved in all of our outreach programs, from the watershed restoration programs, conservation, landscaping classes. I think we're all familiar with the work over the years that Elena has done, and we certainly want to express our appreciation for her dedication and service to the district. So we've prepared this resolution for the board's consideration, recognizing that exceptional service of Elena.
Mr. Chairman, I would be very honored to move this. Having known Elena for almost 30 years, I think she's done an outstanding job. Thank you.
Absolutely. There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second, Trevino.
Thank you. It's moved and seconded. And any discussion, any comments?
Yes, Mr. President, if I may.
Yes, please.
I just want to say that I have also been very impressed with Elena, her work, her knowledge on her subject. And I know I had a lot of questions in the beginning, especially, and she always delivered above and beyond. So we will miss you, Elena, and thank you so much for everything that you've done for the district.
Absolutely. Any more, any additional comments from directors?
Yes, Ms. President. I'd just like to add that I worked very closely with Elena in my years at Upper District. And as a matter of fact, I dragged her on every single Met tour to assist me when I was on Met. And if it wasn't for Elena, we probably wouldn't have our forest restoration program. Her relationship with the Forest Service has made that really grown and been very productive. And I just want to thank her. She's been an outstanding friend and employee.
Thank you. Any more comments from directors?
Mr. President, if I may?
Yes, please go.
Elena, I remember the first time you did a demonstration for me at Waterfest, and it was about plumes, and I just, at that point, was just so fascinated by the amount of, like, information you had to give and, like, the dedication you had. So that is probably, you are probably one of the most frequently remembered amongst my students of people that when we did the solar boat. So just know that your work in like water education, like that lives on in all of these people that you've impacted. And I can 100% verify that we, I was telling them that you were retiring. They're like, oh, please tell her that we loved, interacting with her. We love seeing her. So you've done a lot for your community, and it's amazing, that you've impacted so many people.
Thank you. Director Trevino?
Yes, if I may. Elena, I just want to say thank you for everything you've done for me personally, on conservation, and what you've done for my district. The second district is really beholden to you for all that information that you've imparted and your workshops. And it's just, you're an amazing person, you know, and it's going to be some very big shoes to fill once you leave. And I know, personally, I really, I'm going to miss you. You've done so much for this district. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for everything you've done for me personally. And again, for the people of the second district. Thank you.
Thank you. And my comments with, Elena, she has been a fabulous, employee, and she has some institutional knowledge that never be replaced. What I loved about her and her work is it was always community oriented. So the outreach that she did, whether it was with teachers or students or people planting trees up in the forest, she literally had her hands in the mix of things. And like I said, it reflected from the community's enthusiasm to be part of our district. And Elena definitely led in that direction. So congratulations, and I'm proud to support this resolution. So with that, anyone else wishing to make any comments other than the board?
And Elena, do you want to make some comments yourself? Elena, you're on mute.
Mute. All right. Am I off mute now?
We can hear you now.
Okay. This career path has offered much fulfillment along with much frustration. It certainly brought tremendous personal growth along with personal sacrifice. And I am grateful for all I've learned, and I'm proud, very proud of all I've accomplished. So I'm ready for change. I'm excited for this next step of life and all it'll offer me. I am ready for change. This district is ready for change, and that's not a bad thing. It's time. And so I offer my farewell.
Thank you. I know Christy's on the line too. Christy, do you want to add any comments? Christy Hawkins?
Hi, everyone.
Hello. Welcome back.
Miss Elena, I see you here in the middle here. I am so extremely proud and excited for you. I had a little head start, so I know what's going to come in the next couple months for you. And you've worked so hard, and your knowledge is never going to be replaced. It'll take a long time. You've been so committed, and the district has been so fortunate to have everything that you brought to the table. We've been together a long time. I miss you. I want to have lunch, and you just look fantastic. So enjoy every moment. You deserve it. And I miss everybody. So great to see everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. With that, if there's any other comments, happy to entertain it. If not, we're going to move forward. Any hands raised, Vanessa, that would like to speak?
I don't see any hands raised, President Chavez.
Okay. Then I know there's more people that wish to make some comments, but we'll go ahead and move forward at this time. There's a motion on the floor. Vanessa, can you please conduct the roll?
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Vice President Santana?
Aye.
President Chavez?
Aye. Thank you. So that item passes, the resolution passes on a 5-0 vote. We wish Elena the very, very best. She really shaped the district as we know it. And while we move into a new office and start a new future, there's no question that Christy and Elena set the foundation for us to move into the future. And I want to thank both of them publicly as well. With that, we'll go to item number 8, informational items. There's press release and news articles that you may read at your leisure. And then we'll go to item number 9, the attorney's report. And Mr. O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. President. A few things to report on that occupied our time the last few weeks. As you know, we've made some pretty substantial revisions to the employee handbook. Our office worked with Evelyn. Putting that together, and I expect that's going to come back to a future regular meeting agenda. Also worked with Patty on some outreach issues concerning mass mailing restrictions. Worked on a lease agreement concerning the new building. Spent some time on the kind of coordinating the GM evaluation process with forms and the compilation, which I assume all of you have in your inboxes at this point. Reviewed and executed the rate resolution and worked with Evelyn on an offer letter for new employees. And that essentially concludes my attorney's report. But I will note we do have a closed session today. The call and info, the Zoom info is on a separate email that I believe Vanessa sent out this morning or yesterday afternoon. That should be in your inboxes.
Great. Great. Thank you. Just one moment. Okay, so we'll go to the engineer's report, item number 10, Mr. Johnson.
Oh, Steve's not in. This is Jenny. I'll prepare the engineer's report. And I just wanted to say congratulations to Elena, and it was great working with you and all those urban water management plans. So the Baldwin Park Key Well on September 3rd, last Friday, was 187.0 feet. This is a decrease of 0.6 feet from the prior week. It's a decrease about 1.6 feet from the prior month and 16 feet from a year ago. There are about 171,000 acre feet in cyclic storage accounts, which represents 21 feet of groundwater elevation at the key well. Storage up in the canyons, combined storage as of September 7th was 10,454 acre feet, and that's already at minimum pool. USG 3 deliveries, there are no deliveries made during August. There's 2 CFS being diverted to the Canyon Basin for ZUSA. Starting August 2nd, 15 CFS was being delivered through San Gabriel District's pipeline to ZUSA's surface water treatment plant, and 2 CFS was diverted to the Canyon Basin. Rainfall, Puddingstone Dam through the end of August was 0.2 inches, which is a little bit higher than average. Average through August 31st is about 0.10 inches. LA Civic Center, rainfall through end of August was 0.22 inches. And water quality, during August, 87 wells were sampled under Title 22, and Stetson received no public notice of well shutdown due to contamination. And that's the end of my report, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
President Chavez, you're muted if you're trying to speak.
Okay, sorry about that. Thank you for the engineer's report. With that, if there's no questions, we'll go to the general manager's report. Mr. Love?
Mr. President, I have a question for the engineer.
Oh, please. Director Trino, go ahead.
I didn't get that on the storage in the canyon. How much storage do we have?
Oh, sorry. 10,454 acre feet combined storage. And that's minimum pool.
Okay, that's as of today?
As of September 7th, yesterday.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other questions for our engineer? If not, we'll go to Mr. Love for our general manager's report. Thank you.
Thank you, President Chavez. You have the written report before you, a couple of highlights and additions to that. As Steve mentioned, we have made an offer to an employee to fill our conservation role here at the district, very important position. So that offer has been accepted. We're in the process of the documentation paperwork. We won't make an official announcement until that is all final, and hopefully we'll be able to do that by the next board meeting in 2 weeks. So we have a huge list of candidates. A number of very qualified candidates. And so we're very fortunate to have that selection, opportunity, and the process is moving forward. Secondly, later on this morning, 11 o'clock, we are convening a producer focus group to talk about, the upper district rate structure and how to deal with the increasing metropolitan RTS charge. The last meeting we had was some months ago. It was on June 10th. We're back on that again, and we'll look forward to that conversation with producers later on today. And it'll probably take a couple more meetings before we bring anything formative back to the committees and the board. Lastly, we are working with Watermaster, our district engineer Stetson, and Metropolitan Water District on fall wet water deliveries, which is very, very challenging this year. All the board members are aware of the metropolitan situation with the very low state water project allocation. And to remind everyone, when we historically have taken replenishment deliveries, wet water deliveries to the basin, it has been state water project water. That is because, you know, historically it's got a lower total dissolved solids or salinity level. But more recently, the Colorado River has a quagga mussel invasive species, which the County of Los Angeles does not want to see introduced into their flood control system here in the San Gabriel Valley. So those create some challenges. We're working through those in various ways, looking at a quagga mussel mitigation plan, and Metropolitan is looking at ways that they can deliver treated MET water, and under their cost shift program, which was approved by the Metropolitan Board a couple of months ago, they are able to offset that extra treatment cost if we are able to take those deliveries. That offset program also allows for what is called in-lieu replenishment deliveries, and that is where one of our producers, if they have a MET connection, a treated water connection, can turn off their wells, leave that water in the ground, therefore not creating a replenishment obligation, and use treated water in lieu of pumping groundwater. And a number of producers have indicated a willingness and interest in that. So we're going to be moving forward with activating some of those. In total, now that Watermaster has pretty well their final numbers for the production and their assessments for the prior year, it does look like in total there will be a demand for about 50,000 acre feet of replenishment water into the basin this year. And there's a number of ways we're looking at meeting that replenishment obligation. Under our Metropolitan Cyclic Storage Account, our payment this year, we are suggesting that we buy 14,000 acre feet from that account. From the producers who have responded, the estimate from Stetson on in-lieu potential is another 10,000 acre feet. And then the balance we are trying to get as wet water deliveries. Some of that will likely be state water project water, but Metropolitan is working on a number of options where that can deliver treated water through various connections, or a larger amount, slightly larger amount, through some interconnections of the Weymouth plant to the pipeline that goes up to USG3. So all those are in the works, and it's very complex and challenging, but it looks like we will see an opportunity to achieve. We certainly want to get most of that wet water delivery completed by December, but we will continue to work with Metropolitan on scheduling that and getting that work done. And that's all I have to add to my report.
Thank you. Is there any comments from directors? If not, then we'll go to item number 12, Metropolitan Report. It's there in our packet. Dr. Fellow, do you wish to add anything to that report?
Thank you, Mr. President. The MWD Northern Caucus will meet Friday, followed by committee meetings and the board meeting on Monday and Tuesday of next week. Some interesting items on the agenda is that the Facilities Naming Committee is meeting for the first time that I know of for a long, long time. It's going to take up the naming of the overlook at Lake Matthews in honor of former MWD Director Donald Galliano, who died earlier this year. And the Planning and Steward Committee will take up whether to approve more land acquisition to conserve the Colorado River supplies. MWD, as you know, owns about 28,000 or 29,000 acres of land with priority rights within the Palo Verde region. And the board will be asked to acquire more land, including the purchase in either the Palo Verde Valley or other regions with rights to higher priority Colorado River supplies. A two-day board workshop will take place in Temecula, September 29th and 30th, and we do not have the agenda as yet, but from what I am hearing, it's an attempt to bring about peace in this fractured board and so we can work together. And we'll possibly be talking about Brown Act violations by board members during the GM search. Some board members seem to be out for blood and because of the continued leakage of closed session information moments after deliberation. In addition, I would venture to say we will talk about the rate structure and RTS charges, and we're anxious looking at what San Diego will do and whether LA will be part of what San Diego will do and its impact on Upper District and other regions. And we also have been told that the new GM will lay out his One Water plan at the retreat. Finally, it appears that the LA mayor, Garcetti, will be making some changes to the LA delegation. We've heard that longtime LA director and head of the delegation, John Murray, will be replaced next week, and next week will be his last meeting. And finally, Tom Love sent you out a note dealing with the MWD GM's reorganization plan, and you have that, been sent that, I think, a week or so ago. So thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Any questions on that? If not, thank you, Dr. Fellow. I just had a question on the mayor's appointment. I don't know if Garcetti is still up for ambassador of India, and if he would take that position, what that would do for his appointees on the Met Board, if they would be removed if he took that position.
It's a lot of right now. I think what President Biden's doing is waiting till October, where he's going to approve a number of ambassadors, and I think Garcetti will be one of those to India. Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, at a meeting we had yesterday, is that the LA City Council wants a member to become acting mayor who will not run for reelection. Mm-hmm. Because rumor is this week, if you've read The Hill and others in Washington, that Karen Bass is interested in running for the mayorship of L.A.
Yes.
So that's probably likely. But I think the mayor could appoint and remove. I don't know if an acting mayor would do that, but I don't know who he's even thinking of. We don't know who he's going to replace Mr. Murray. And I thought Mr. Murray might be a challenger for the next chair of Met, but appears it will not be happening.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you for the news. I know Karen Bass is a wonderful, wonderful person. I was kind of hoping she was going to be our vice president. I served with her and in the legislature. We were close friends, and I'm happy if she decides to run for mayor. It'll definitely help us on the Met Board. So with that, we'll go to item number 13, which is the Water Quality Authority report. That report is in our packet. Item number 14, the Water Master report, that is also in the packet. Does anyone wish to add to that report?
Water Master's meeting today.
Good. Item number 15, AB 1234 compliance reports, that's in the packet. I don't believe there's anything to add to that. We'll go to item number 17, future agenda item. Oh, I'm sorry. We'll go to 16, director's comments, and we'll start off with the director fellow.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to adjourn in memory of Sally Tanner, who you know very well, Mr. President, who was the, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ed, was the first woman to represent the San Gabriel Valley in the state legislature. She died August 20th in Ferndale, where she retired after serving 14 years in the state legislature. She was 94 years old. She was a very close friend, and myself and Ed Chavez, and who was one of her representatives. And I remember her well as one of the most popular and effective legislators in my lifetime. For those of us in water, Sally was the first legislator to be concerned about the contaminated wells in the San Gabriel Valley, and her efforts brought about the Water Quality Authority and water cleanup in the San Gabriel Valley. She founded and chaired the Clean Air, Clean Water Committee, and she also authored the Lemon Bill, which protects buyers of automobiles. She was one of the, I don't know if Ed, if you even know this, she was one of the original Rosie the Riveters during World War II, and her family eventually came to Southern California, where she was a representative for Assemblyman Harvey Johnson and Congressman George Danielson. Yesterday, I talked to her son, who's asked me to assist him. We're going to organize, hopefully, a presentation or video of Sally's artworks. She was a great artist, and her political career, and I'll let you know about that when it gets off the ground. In addition, I also would like us to adjourn in memory of the sudden death of longtime Azusa Councilman Ural Macias, who had died at 51 years of age on August 31st. So thank you, Mr. President.
Wow. Two big shocks to the community. Yes, Sally Tanner, I, in 1991, I think it was, when I started working for her as a field representative, she welcomed me to the office, and I learned some amazing things, and helped my political knowledge through her experience. And she is going to be well missed. And our former councilman from Azusa, good friends of his, and we're sad that he's gone as well. So definitely put those in as a journey in memory for us. We'll go to Director Garcia.
No comments today. Thank you.
Director Trevino.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do want to acknowledge the fact that I feel that Terry Ash would have made a great vice president and could have gone on from there. I happen to know her also, and I have worked with her during my union days. And we very well could have the first female mayor of Los Angeles. It could be Karen Bass. It could be Nuria Martinez. But I think history will be made real quickly in the city of Los Angeles, the mayorship. So I'm excited. I'm excited for Karen. I'm excited for Nuri. I'm excited for the city of Los Angeles. And I'm excited for the Metropolitan Board, because obviously the mayor would have a tremendous amount of influence in terms of who sits there representing the city of Los Angeles. So this is great times. Great times to the city of Los Angeles and for the Metropolitan Water District. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll go to Vice President Santana.
I have no comments today. Thank you.
Thank you. And I have no comments. I think I commented on everybody else's comments. So I'll go ahead and leave it at that. We'll go to number 17, future agenda items. If there's no future agenda items, we'll move forward to closed session. And then, Mr. O'Neill, can you walk us through that?
Sure. there was, we were going to have a closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54957 to discuss the performance review of the general manager. And there was a previous email. We're going to depart from this Zoom call to convene on a closed session Zoom call. I believe the instructions are on a previous email to the directors from Vanessa at the district offices.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and navigate our way to closed session.
And after the closed session, Mr. Chair, we'll have to reconvene in the open session on this original Zoom call to report out and adjourn the meeting.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you. Okay. It looks like all members are present. So we'll go ahead and reconvene our regular board meeting, and I'll turn it over to our attorney. And Mr. O'Neill, can you please report any action that the board may have taken in closed session?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The board met in closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54957 to discuss the performance evaluation of the general manager. On motion of Director Chavez, seconded by Director Fallow, the board unanimously approved a one-year extension of the general manager's agreement. And it's my understanding that the board intends to revisit this issue at a later closed session at the next regularly scheduled board meeting. That concludes my closed session report.
Thank you. So that concludes our closed session report. The next item is adjournment. Before we move on, is there any other actions that need to take place? Mr. Love?
No.
Okay. With that, then we're adjourned. Thank you.